High School Wrestling on Plyra Radio is brought to you by PlyraPreps.com.
Yeah, and I wouldn't anticipate to see Loud fool around. He's going to end this thing as quick as he can and punch his ticket.
Connor has come right out, got the takedown, and Loud has put him up in a cradle.
That's it, Doc. He gets the pin. You see Connor Loudson, look at his head. Lots of excitement there for Bob Stern.
Connor Loudz wins it in 43 seconds. Connor is on to the Parade of Champions.
Millard South, Omaha Scott, O'Neill, and Amherst all claimed team titles in Omaha last weekend. Today they will attempt a sweep in the state duels. All the action is coming next as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Sports Director Doug Dune and Larry Baker live from the UNK Health and Sports Center right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from the University of Nebraska at Kearney Health and Sports Center. It is time for continuing coverage of the 2015 Nebraska State High School Wrestling Duels. Doug Duda and Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, this afternoon getting ready for the semifinal round in all classes. And we've got some good matchups. We've made it through the first round, and Larry had a couple of exciting moments out there today, but things will amp up now.
Yeah, no question. You get to the semis here, Doug. And you're going to have a lot of that. Millard South, Kearney, that's a huge duel. Kearney's going to have to be on top of their game. Millard South brings in, you know, 9 returning medalists. You got 15 returning state medalists in that duel alone here. So there's no doubt that that's going to be big. And then in the Tri-Cities, of course, Grand Island and Burke, we've seen them go back and forth here in the last few years in this event, so that as well will be awful good.
So that's what we've got in Class A, Grand Island and Omaha Burke. Kearney High taking on Millard South. Earlier today, Grand Island beat Papillion La Vista 39-24, and Burke beat North 52-17. Kearney beat Hastings 48-20, and Millard South beat Lincoln Southwest 49-21. In the consolations, Hastings beat Lincoln Southwest 53-13, and Papillion La Vista over Omaha North 48-24. We will wrestle the third place and fifth place matches immediately following this at 5 o'clock. In Class B, Omaha Scott beat Plattsmouth 42-19. Gretna over Nebraska City 46-19. In the bottom half of the bracket, York beat Grand Island Northwest 40-22, and West Point Beamer over Scotts Bluff 46-21. In the consolations, Plattsmouth down Nebraska City 40-26, and Grand Island Northwest with one of the most amazing comebacks we've ever seen. They were down 33-0 to Scotts Bluff, and then had 7 first period pins, and Northwest rallied for a 41-39 victory. In Class C, should be some great duels. Number 1, Valentine beat Ace Butler 45-25. State champion O'Neill beat Battle Creek 51-27. Wilbur Claytonia over Gibbon 57-16, and David City beat Central City 59-15. In the consolation, Central City beat Gibbon 42-33, and Battle Creek got by East Butler 37-30. And we'll be back with more after this timeout.
DeMilico is your one stop for your screen printing, embroidery, and promotional needs. Family reunions, construction companies, and softball teams all look better after a trip to DeMilico and Kearney. Good luck, wrestlers, from DeMilico Sports Fashions, just south of the 2nd Avenue Overpass in Kearney.
Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work. This broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about our local athletes' accomplishments in the next issue of the Gibbon Reporter, the Shelton Clipper, and the Wood River Sunbeam, or online at clipperpub.com.
And recapping where we were in Class D today, Amherst 78-6 over Hemingford. They'll face Creighton, who beat Sutherland 50-27. North Platte St. Pat's over Maxwell 51-30. They'll face Winside, a 45-29 winner over Friend. In the consolations, Maxwell beat Friend 35-30 and Hemingford over Sutherland 42-30. And we will start at 106 pounds again here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe they, because it was a different full-on session, maybe is why they were able to do that. The rules say we have to go up one. My guess is in the same session where they cleared the gym and so on, I'm guessing that they were able to just flat out call it a whole separate session.
Well, we've had a pretty good crowd on hand representing the area teams here today, and we've heard this Class C duel has a lot of fans that are here today. I mean, you've got the locals with Kearney and Amherst and then a sprinkling of Hastings and Grand Island, but you definitely hear some of the noise in Class C.
Yeah, no question. And we're sitting right in between those crowds, and the Valentine crowd's right with us, and Valentine O'Neill is going to be a big one.
So let's get things underway. Up first is 106 pounds, and we will take a look at Grand Island. They're going to go with Alicia Ramirez for the first match here at 106 pounds against Joey Harrison, who is a 46-6 sophomore from Omaha Burke. So a big advantage there for Burke. Kearney will put Christian Dakin out against 27-9 freshman Garrett Swoboda of Millard South. And for Amherst, it'll be Trace Bosch against Corbin Schulmeyer, a 10-16 freshman.
Yeah, and the thing is, there we hear Valentine fired up as they get a Kelber, their reigning state champion, gets a pin. In the Grand Island duel, it makes sense to do this. Just send somebody out. Joey Harrison was third last week at the state meet. He's one of their best wrestlers. And it allows you to save some options here at the next two weights.
So, again, we're starting at 106, which was not intentional, but we drew out heavyweight to start the duels today. And then when we get to the finals, we'll start at 113. And Trace Bosch of Amherst with a takedown over Corbin Schulmeyer of Creighton. He's got him stacked up pretty good here, looking for a first period pin.
Yeah, and he's got a full minute, and they're right in the center of the mat, Doug. So I would expect there Trace Bosch finishes it off. So the pin streak continues for Amherst. They haven't lost a match today, and they haven't gone the distance.
The 6 points they gave up was at 126 pounds, where an illness has kept one of their wrestlers out today. And Larry, hopefully things go well for him.
Yeah, no question. From what I understand, he's going to be able to battle his way right back and be better than ever, but he's not able to be with us today.
So Kalen Klingelhofer was a state medalist, of course, last
state
week
runner up
for Amherst. Close match, obviously, and we're exactly 1 week away. We started the Parade of Champions at 3 o'clock last year, and we're doing that here now into the semifinals. Brayden Cumpston will now take the match at 113 for Amherst.
Yeah, and Joey Harrison's going to get the pin with a minute 5 left in the first period, Doug, over Emerson Urbina from Grand Island. So that starts 6-0. I think most thought that that would probably end that way again with what Burke brings in. Burke's going to bring 4 medalists into this thing to Grand Island's 8. And again, Grand Island's great. Once you kind of get up and over that 52, they're 52, 70, 95, 220, and they're heavy. And it sounds like they may or may not be with their 195-pounder today. So we'll see how that factors in.
Definitely out there, and we apologize. They did put up Ramirez first, but it actually is Urbina wrestling there for Grand Island. Lost by a pin in 55 seconds. So now Colton Silva of Grand Island, 14-25 freshman against Burke's Michael Bridgeford, 38-8. And he is in trouble early on, and you can tell with the freshman, junior, and the records that those are the kind of matchups you expect to see.
Yeah, and Bridgeford was 5th at the state meet last week. I mean, 2 of their 4 state medalists are at 6-13. So you would anticipate to see Burke do this.
Garrett Swoboda with a takedown here for Millard South. Christian Dakin will get the escape, but he's taken down now here in the second period to make it 4-1. Swoboda of Millard South with the lead on Dakin of Kearney.
Yeah, Kearney's got to roll. I mean, Kearney's got to get on one of those rolls. Millard South, like I said, they're going to stuff 9 medalists into this thing. There's it's the one matchup, and I don't think we'll have it again. I mean, 15 state medals out of the 28 kids that are going to wrestle here in that duel, Doug. That's a lot of medals.
So Kearney High battling Millard South. They have not dueled at all this year. They would have had an opportunity a couple of times, but their paths did not happen to cross.
Yeah, and Mr. Kempston's got a – Braden Kempston's got a little blood issue down here. The score is 0-0, still in the first period, but he's got a bloody nose.
You look down there on the Class A mat again, and Grand Island is in trouble with Colton Silva. He got out of the first one down 2-0, and now he's locked up again.
Yeah, he's in deep trouble here. There's a minute or 40 seconds left. Got a head and arm, and they're getting the head lifted off the mat there. Is Bridgeford. Bridgeford's in there pretty tough. Braden Cumpston's, he's got a fight on his hands. Connor Hazen was a state medalist last week. Connor Hazen got fifth for Creighton. Creighton's going to bring four state medalists, one state champ into this duel, and this is one of them at 113 pounds.
Over there at the Kearney-Millard South matchup, it is still Garrett Sobota. We've got escape, takedown, escape, takedown. It's 6-2 now. Garrett Sobota with the lead. And 15 seconds to go in the second period.
Yeah, and what Dakin needs to do is try to look to hit something big from his feet. If they're going to keep letting him up, when that happens in a duel like this, you say, okay, I may be in trouble. I'm going to look to hit a home run. Put the single bat away and get out the home run bat and see where you can go with that.
Colton Silva has survived being put on his back twice here, and he trails Michael Bridgeford of Omaha Burke 5-0. They'll go to the second period and start neutral.
Yeah, Braden Cumpston's in a war down here. 2-1 is how that first period's going to end. Cumpston's in the lead, but he was really fighting off a good attack by Hazen there from Creighton.
And Creighton will choose bottom to go to the second period.
And down there, Silva's doing a nice job. Bridgeford worked him over pretty good there in that second period there. Bridgeford got another takedown to make it 7-0. Silva was hanging in there, hand fighting pretty tough with him. Dakin's going to give up another takedown. It's going to be 9-2. Now's where Dakin's got to wrestle. The thing is a 7-point match right now, a minute and a half left in it. Don't give them bonus.
Key is those bonus points. Anytime you can win by more than 7 points, and it's 9-2 now, you're going to pick up bonus points. A major decision, a tech fall, a pin, a forfeit.
Yeah, and I'd be surprised if they ride him here. I think Bridgeford surely will cut him because if he cuts him and rides him out, they'll get the major.
And that's exactly what they're going to do here. You don't even have to go off the whistle anymore. You can just say, I'm going to cut him, and they'll restart from the neutral position. So it's 9-3. Garrett Sobota leading Christian Dakin. Back over there at Grand Island. Michael Bridgeford leads Colton Silva 7-0 after the takedown here in the second period.
Yeah, and like I said, Silva's fighting in there. You know, when you're always going to do the automatic release, you wait to tell the official till the kid's got down. So he has to get down, and then he has to pick himself back up.
Connor Hazen, it's not very sportsmanlike. Connor Hazen has got the second period escape here against Braden Cumpston of Amherst, and they are tied 2-2 with a minute to go in the period.
And there's the takedown for Sobota to make this a major decision. 11-3, 40 seconds left. Dakin's got to look at this as an escape wins for me here. He's got to put everything into an escape and score that point proverbially for his team.
They'll come out of bounds with 29 seconds to go, so a restart there.
And you see all the coaches lined up there for Kearney. As soon as he turned around there, they all told Dakin, one, you got to get one here.
Down 11-3, Dakin comes to his feet, picking of the leg that time for Sobota. Breaks him back down.
He's going to try to mousetrap here. He's got a chance, does Dakin.
15 seconds. And just holding on to that ankle, and we got a potentially dangerous. With 12 seconds of restart.
Yeah, Dakin just needs to really explode here.
On the restart, not much happened. Not much happened there. Sobota's able to wrap him up, even try a little tilt. Coming to his feet, though, Dakin grabbing the leg and taking it off the mat is Sobota, and he's going to end up winning it by a score of 11-3. So the first match goes to Millard South, 11-3 over Kearney High.
Yeah, and Cumpston's, like we said, it was going to be a battle down here. It's 4-4. He's on the bottom. Minute 45 left in the third, and Cumpston's trying to come around out of a switch here on Hazen, and like we said, Hazen was a state medalist last week from Creighton, really good wrestler. Cumpston's in pretty good position. Oh, he's got to be careful not to give up back points there. Oh, Dougie's going to get turned. Nope, just a one count.
One count, and he slides out in a hurry. Comes to a face. He's going to get the escape. Maybe a reversal. He's going to get the reversal, a two-point reversal for Braden Cumston as he kept him from going out of bounds.
Boy, he did a really nice job there chasing the ankles. As you were saying, he's going to get an escape. That's what it looked like, and Cumston just stayed tenacious on the ankles.
Over there for Grand Island, Colton Sliva is still alive. Down 9-2 with a minute 15 to go in the match against Michael Bridgeford of Burke, who's now doing the takedown cut technique to try and mount the lead over there. For Kearney High, they are into their second match here at 113 pounds. It will be Jordan Bober taking the mat. No, they're going to bump up Salvador Aguirre. They bump up Salvi Aguirre to go against Nathan Rodriguez, a 43-7 sophomore.
Yeah, that makes sense there, I think, to do there for Kearney. Still 9-2 with 50 seconds left here. Silva's got to wrestle tough. Again, this is another one of those bonus point spots. Braden Cumston just got pinned, Doug. 25 seconds left in the match.
Just got turned and pinned, and a big win for Creighton. And a pin in 5:35. So that's the first loss of the day for Amherst. And now Braden Cumston gets pinned, and Peyton Cumston will go out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Over there in the Grand Island match, how about picking up a couple of points, 9-4?
And that's huge, Doug, because now the major's gone. They were working for the major there. That's a huge victory for Silva. You know, that thing started. He was on his back twice. It looked like he was going to go out the door.
Yeah, he was going to be pinned in the first minute, and now he's going to hang on and lose, but only lose 9-4. And that means it's 9-0 instead of 12-0 in favor of Omaha Burke.
Yeah, he does a nice job there. That's for sure. That's a very gutsy roll. Salvador Aguirre and Nathan Rodriguez. Kearney, Millard South, no score in that match.
Down here for Amherst, Peyton Cumston of the Broncos is taking on a defending state champion of Garrett Zimmerer. He won the title last week for Creighton. Peyton finished in fourth.
Yeah, and this is a tough, tough matchup here. May see, you know, Amherst needs to get going. Amherst will be behind here after this match unless Peyton can come up with something big. Skyler Schmidt's going to come out against Jared Mooring in the Grand Island Omaha Burke match. And in that Kearney match, Rodriguez is going to take Aguirre down right at the end of the period. So Nathan Rodriguez and Millard South is going to lead Salvador Aguirre from Kearney 2-0. Rodriguez is going to go down. Aguirre will cover. Grand Island match. Oh, Skyler Schmidt with a great slide by there. Dynamite job with the takedown over Jared Mooring. Oh, and Peyton Cumston's in a lot of trouble. Takedown to the back.
Zimmerer beat Dylan McKeel in the finals last week. After McKeel beat Cumston, of course, Cumston beat McKeel in the district. So a little 6 degrees of separation here. Didn't take six.
Yeah, Peyton Cumston did a great job there fighting off of his back, giving himself a chance. Down 5-0 as the first period's going to come to an end.
Aguirre of Kearney trailing Rodriguez of Millard South, now 4-0. Make it 3-0 after the escape here in the second period. And for Grand Island, Skyler Schmidt still leading 2-0, riding top with 40 seconds to go in the first period.
Yeah, Skyler Schmidt had that wing wrist. Now he's gone to an arm bar, kind of a bull rider. He just needs to scoop that head to him. If he can scoop that head to him, he'll turn him.
Back over in the Kearney match, a takedown for Rodriguez of Millard South against Aguirre of the Bearcats. That'll make it 5-0 with 45 seconds to go in the second period. These are the state dual semifinals here on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and we're also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. High school wrestling brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer Seed professional.
Yeah, Skyler Schmidt did a great job. He finally was able to use those wings and turn Mooring. at Omaha Burke. He's going to take a 5-0 lead to the second period. He's going to take top. He said, look, I worked him to death. Give me another shot at him.
Back over the Kearney match, 5-0. Rodriguez leading Kearney High's Aguirre and trying to get him turned here. He's just yanking on that right arm.
You said it. Aguirre did a good job getting his arm back.
And in Class D, Garrett Zimmerer, another takedown here. He leads Peyton Cumston by a score of 7-0. 7-0, Zimmerer of Creighton over Cumston with 45 seconds to go in the second period. He's looking for his 100th career victory here as a junior. Yeah, and this match would do it.
Going to get a spladle here. Zimmer's looking to, nope, not going to get it. There's Skyler Schmidt working for the fall, and he just circled Mulring right back into the center. Doug Mulring was trying to do the crappie flop out of bounds. Schmidt's in good shape here. Minute 20 left. Schmidt's worked him all the way back towards the center.
Well, he has got good. Him locked up good.
Yes, he does. Well, there's a lot of fight in that young man. He's got to get off.
Yeah, he got off the back. But a 3-point near fall, 8-0. Skyler Schmidt.
And Peyton Cumston, he's going to go on top here in the third period where he's best. There's a big pin, it looks like, for Skyler Schmidt. So he's going to tighten that thing up from 9-0 to 9-6.
Pin in 3-0-7 for Schmidt. Islanders will now head up to 126 pounds. For Peyton Cumston, he is still down 7-0. We've got a locked hands here.
Oh, and he put Zimmer to his back, too, so they have to stop it then.
So it's 8-0. Zimmer is got the lead. Over for Kearney, trying to hang on. He's going to get beat, it looks like. Salvador Aguirre obviously down 7-0, but right now, the Bearcats would love that to be the final score without giving up any bonus points.
No kidding.
Trying to turn him, though, is Nathan Rodriguez with 1:05 to go in the match.
They don't even
really working it.
Yeah, and they don't even need an escape because an escape and a takedown would make the major. They just want Salvador. Oh, they hit him for stalling there. He's getting beat up.
So the stall warning, he's got to do something. 45 seconds to go, down 8-0. And now, since it is 8-0, he needs to find a way to get out of there.
Yeah, there's no question. Now he needs the escape. Blake Cohen, third place state meet last week for the Islanders, going to take the mat against Joshua Jansa of Burke. Quick takedown, and he's looking for the fall. Grand Island's got a little different feel to him here than they did in that first round, Doug. And maybe they know because they're shorthanded, they may want to prove a point to themselves. We can do this.
Yeah, get out of the gates early, and we've got a potentially dangerous over here. In the Kearney match, Millard South thought that they were just about ready to turn Salvador Aguirre. Meantime, Peyton Cumston now gets reversed to his back in a 2-near fall. He is down 12-0 to the state champion of Garrett Zimmerer with 25 seconds to go.
Yeah, Cumston just couldn't get anything mounted today. Well, here's the restart with Aguirre and no movement. Going to be 15 seconds left. He really needed to use that clean whistle to make something happen. Yeah, I think he's going to get ridden out. We'll see another major decision here for the Patriots.
So Millard South winning it by a score of 8-0 and going up 8-0 in the duel. Back over to Grand Island. It is Blake Cohen still up 2-0 over Jansa of Omaha Brook, who's just a 13-9 sophomore. So Cohen and Grand Island expecting to get a pin here.
Yeah, and they're just relentless on top right now, Grand Island is.
Final score, Garrett Zimmerer 12, Peyton Cumston nothing. And that will give Zimmerer his 100th career win as a junior.
That also will give Creighton the lead.
Yeah, take a picture. Creighton 10, Amherst 6. And now it's going to be 16-6 because here's where they have to forfeit. These are 6 points that will have to be forfeited out by Amherst.
Whoa, the Creighton kid's excited. You see a smile go on his face? He bent over to put the bands on the Favenger toy. No, you're going to get a forfeit. Man, he got excited.
Says, I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, Blake Cohen over there on Josh Jansa. Jansa just got up shaking his arms out. I mean, Cohen's been relentless on top. Kearney's got to get something going here, Doug. Two major decisions to start this duel. Kearney's got to get something going here. And at 26, you know, Millard South is going to take out Thien, who is the state runner-up, and Ashton Ahrens was fifth, going to be state medalist, but you'd think Millard South would maybe have the be favored there.
Brant Florell will take the match at 132 pounds for Amherst.
He's hurt.
30-9 senior against Kurt Wortman, a sophomore from Creighton, 27-16, and Florell has been battling through injury as well.
He tried to roll through there at something above the chest. It's nothing below the waist. He tried to roll through and was just hurt instantly.
Blake Cohen still holding on to a 2-0 lead.
Look
over
at him turn
Josh
there. Oh, God, that looks like it hurts.
And we've got a little something going on in the Class A match. Waiting to get our wrestlers out there on the mat between Kearney High and Millard South.
And that's Jans on top. Jans is kind of putting it to Blake Cohen right now on top. It's 2-2. Here's the score, Doug. 40 seconds left in the second period. Blake Cohen better get to moving or he's going to get turned.
Just a 13-9 soft. Well, again, I better double check that because we have had some messes here on track. But yes, that is correct. And now getting to work. Jansa and Cohen with 40 seconds. Now 30 seconds to go in the second period, tied at 2 apiece. They're still working on Florell and the Kearney match. There's something wrong at the table, so we're going to take a break. Be back with more of the state duels right after this.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here with high school wrestling. And a developing story now is that Amherst is behind 22-6 to Creighton, and this looks because of an injury default to Brant Florell.
Yeah, I think they're going to take him out of here. I can tell you that his legs were moving really good. His arms were moving. He's had plenty of movement.
Maybe a stinger?
Sure could be. I mean, they've stabilized him here, but when he first went off, I mean, everything he had was moving good. There, his mom just came down on the mat. Let's see. Oh, Kratzer's talking to him. Maybe, yeah, because I think you're right. Scott just kind of went with his fingers, like maybe there was some zinging that went down his arms. And in that situation, the right thing to do would be to be very precautionary.
Yeah, the crew from New West is on it here.
We've got oh, my goodness, down there. Ullman just ran out there.
Another injury.
That's a bad one. Yep.
That's on the Class B mat with Scutt and Gretna.
He was out, I think, Doug.
Let's look at the wrestling over here in Class A. And Grand Island and Blake Cohn, did he just get turned to his back in the final with 50 seconds to go?
They're going to go 2-2 is how that's going to go. Cohen, I think, is going to be down by 2, Doug.
Yeah, 6-4. It was 4-2.
Oh, my good gravy. This is your third-place medalist from a week ago wrestling the kid that's 13-9.
And 30 seconds to go, down by a score of 6-4. And for Kearney, Gabe Crocker against Zach Charity, a 48-2 sophomore out of Millard South. This is why Millard South took home the title last
week.
That's
exactly right. You know, I mean, they're as good as you get. Charity was fourth at the state meet last year. That's why I said they're going to send out hammer after hammer. Kearney's going to have to be sharp here to keep this thing going. And Blake Cohen from Grand Island goes down, Doug, 8-4. York gets a big win over there. Not that anybody, but I mean, you hear, this is good for this event, Doug, when you get roars like that. That means people are here and are into it. It's that electricity we're looking for.
Getting a pin in the final few seconds over there. So Blake Cohen falls in Grand Island. Now 12-6 is their score as they trail Omaha Burke. Still attending to Brant Florell. They will take him out of here on the backboard.
Yeah,
just to get him checked out.
I can say every part of him was moving. And when Scott went and talked to his mother, it seemed a little more relaxed. And they do have the other young man up from Scott, and he's going to go. I thought he was out like a light. Well, you said it. The intensity's going to go up, and that's we're going to have some of these guys really get after it here. John Models taking the mat for Grand Island, wrestling Fernando Vargas from Omaha Burke.
Vargas 32-17 senior, Model 28-14. First takedown goes to Model. He's up 2-0 for Gabe Crocker. He trails Zach Charity of Millard South now by a score of 4-1.
Oh, he's close to getting back points, Doug. Gabe Crocker just did a great job turning Charity there. Charity was fourth at the state meet a week ago. Doggone it, and he's going to give up the reversal.
Yep, he's trying hard to get the back points and lost it and got reversed, so it's 6-1 in favor of Charity, who had two takedowns in the first period.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want to see out of Gabe Crocker. I mean, he's in there trying to get everything done he can for his team, and sometimes you give up some points. Charity's awful higher. He's got his legs in. Oh, he's going to get readjusted. Crocker just needs to move here a little bit.
Model's able to tip Vargas and get the three near fall. He's up 5-0 in the first period.
And he just worked that arm back behind his back, and he's looking to turn Vargas again with that. Right. Oh, going to be an escape, I think. Nope, they're going to make him go back down. Model did a great job. Vargas was just about out. Model hit a low-level attack there.
Back over to the Class A match. Crocker able to get an escape, but he trails Charity of Millard South 6-2, 45 seconds to go in the second period.
And they're just about ready to resume here. They're going to have... take Brant Florell out.
Well, it's great to have the doctors here on hand, too.
No question.
Taking Brant Florell now out of the auditorium here, and that will be the applause that you're hearing in the background. That young man has been beat up a lot this year. He's the one that sports the shiner for this Amherst Bronco wrestling team.
Yes, he does. And then, well, you know, it's one of them tough things, but as a coach, you got to turn around to your guys and get them going. Sometimes this can have a very negative effect on everybody else. You know, your buddies, and you all grew up together, and all those Amherst kids have grown up together, and you got to make sure that things continue. Colton Burke's going to walk out here.
And again, the score is now Creighton 22 and Amherst 6 as we go to the 138-pound match.
Yeah, and at 138 pounds, of course, you're going to have Colton Burke gets taken down nearly right to his back, Doug. And he's wrestling. They haven't shown us yet who's walked out and reported for Creighton. John Model still rolling up 8-0 over there with a minute 20 left in the second period.
Colton Adams, a 25-19 sophomore. And trying to get the switch here is Burke.
Yeah, Burke's trying to get an escape. He's doing a great job. I think he's going to get a reversal out of this, Doug.
There it is, tied at 2. With a minute 20 to go in the first period. Back over there on the Crocker match. Gabe has been taken down for a 10-3 as he gives the escape. We're doing the old cut and chuck type of deal here. Crocker has his ankle picked again, and he's taken down. So now it's 12-4. There's your eight-point lead for Charity of South.
Yeah, and Colton Burke gets that escape or reversal, Doug, and immediately goes to work with wrist tilts. Going to get three near fall. He's got a 5-2 lead. He's got a double chicken wing locked up. And I'd be very surprised if the match doesn't end right here.
Burke turns him, has him on his back, and there's the pin. A minute, 26 seconds. Colton Burke picks up the win here. 22-12 now the score is Burke, winner by pin for Amherst.
And John Model doesn't want to let up here. We saw that happen in the last match. It's 8-2 with 17 seconds left in the second period with Vargas just getting warned for stalling. He's not very happy about that, but 12-4 with Charity and Crocker.
Down still 35 seconds to go in the match. Crocker needing to find a way to get an escape just like the last match when he didn't really need it because the score was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, at the very least, thank goodness they took that one away. Otherwise, you'd be majored three in a row here. With still lots of good guys to come for Millard South.
Logan Dibber now on the mat for Amherst against Brady Wortman, 16-21 sophomore for Creighton. As Amherst tries to get it going in the right direction here in the semifinals of the state dual wrestling tournament on ESPN, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
And Dibber just did a great job, got a takedown. John Model's trying to crawl out of bounds. It's 9-2. Had the major wrapped up, and now he's giving it up. Get the reversal. There he does. Minute 38 left. Going to be 11-2, so he's got the major pinned down anyway.
For the moment. Got a little blood time here in the Gabe Crocker match as he trails 12-4 in the third period to Zach Charity.
I was really hoping we were going to be able to see Windside wrestle in area school today so you could announce their last year's state champion, Mr. Escalera. But we haven't.
I did my best, John Travolta.
That's right. They're winning over there. They're getting ready to get another pin. There was a lot of people thought St. Pat's was going to be the matchup for Amherst, and Windside said not so fast.
Yeah, they're already up to 170 pounds, and they pick up another pin. And yeah. They go up 39-18.
Yeah, that's rolling right along.
Back over to the great Gabe Crocker match. Crocker does get the escape there, Larry, and that makes it 12-5, and so just a decision and not a major decision.
Yeah, they're.
Although the officials are discussing something.
That's Mattine and Stutzman. Stutzman's the inside official. Mattine's the outside official, and Mattine's the one that called him over. What are they going to do here? Stutzman's going to go back.
Well, the coaches are very close to the table, very close to the officials.
I think they're going to not. I think they're going to take it back to 12-4.
They've done that. It's at 12-4.
I just saw Coach Manili just walk away so calmly and saw Storm get up not so calmly. That's what made me think maybe they were going to reverse it.
And are they putting more time on the clock?
Yes, they are.
I think they are putting time on the clock. Now they want to get that right.
Well, wait, my question is, if there's 3 seconds left on the clock, Doug, how's it not an escape?
John Model ends up winning for Grand Island by a tech fall 17-2 at the 5:26 mark, picking up 5 big points for Grand Island. And now Chris Doty will be have a big advantage over Gavin Seabrass, a 10-13 senior for Omaha Burke.
And Logan Dibbern just gets the big pin, so he'll have one match left in his Amherst singlet here this evening. That's a dynamite job by him. He gets the pin with 1:29 left in the second.
And so that'll make it 22-18. Creighton still leading Amherst.
Yes, they are. But here comes the third of the triplets, Devin Dibbern. I don't know that Creighton will be leading much longer.
And it looks like they have finished it up over there with Gabe Crocker. They took the point down, Millard South. Wins it 12-4, so they've won the first three matches, and they're up 11-0 as they go to 126.
Yeah, and at 126, Mike Thielen, who was a state runner-up last week, is who comes out versus Ashton Ahrens. That's who it should be, unless they change things around, who was fifth last week. So you got number two and number five from a week ago.
Right now, let's update you on where we are at. In the Class A semifinals, Grand Island trails Omaha Burke 12-11 as Doty takes them out at 138. It's Millard South 11, Kearney nothing at 126 pounds. Jordan Bober comes out for Kearney High. The 36-13 junior against 38-12 junior Mike Thiessen, as you said, a South in Class B. Scutt 21, Gretna 5 as they wrestle at 138. West Point Beamer 10, York 9 as they wrestle at 132. In D C, it's Valentine 12, O'Neill 9. They're wrestling at 138. David City 16, Wilbur Claytonia nothing. They wrestle at 132. Creighton 22, Amherst 18, wrestling at 152. And Windside 45, North Platte St. Pat's 18. They're wrestling at 195 and have that already secured. And there's another pin for Windside.
Yeah, and there's another pin for Devin Dibbern. 111 left in the first period, and he takes down Tyler Steuben from Creighton. Doug, I'm not wrong in that, am I? Ashton Ahrens was Kearney's 26-pounder last week and got fifth, right?
Right.
So here's where we're starting to see it. We talked about that. So Bober here steps into the lineup. This is the spot where they're going to start trying to – Kearney's swarm's going to do the right thing, try to put himself in a position to make something happen here.
With the first takedown, will go to Thiessen of Millard South, and he leads it by a score of 2-0. Over in the Grand Island match, Doty with a takedown to lead 2-0 as they go to the second period. Seabrass will be on bottom from Omaha Burke. And for Amherst, we have moved up to the 160-pounder Dawson Trampy against Connor Baldwin, a 26-15 senior from Creighton.
Yeah, Windside picks up a forfeit to make it 57-18, heading to heavyweight. Windside's going to go to the state finals, Doug.
Guaranteed hardware.
Yep, first ticket punched here so far out of the semifinal session here.
Don't forget that the third and fifth place matches will begin at 5 o'clock, followed by the championships at 7, and we will have those two rounds on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9, and following our wrestling here on ESPN, the Kearney High boys basketball team playing at Omaha Central. Randy Bushcutter with the call. Tip-off is at 5:30.
And Doty now is getting back points. Well, a minute ago, his corner had to tell him, just calm down a little bit. He is absolutely on fire.
Thiessen gets an escape for Millard South to start the second period, makes the score 3-1 over Bober of Kearney. South trying to start 4-0 here against the Bearcats.
Yeah, and you've got Kearney starting to fiddle with the lineup a little bit, and that all makes sense. They've got to get something done to stem this tide, though. You fall too far behind, you know, and you've got Millard South, 38, 45, 52, you know, all state medalists, and then 95, 220, and heavy. So, I mean, they go on two big runs here. You've got to get some points in these lower weights.
4-0, Chris Doty with the lead. Now over here in the Class A match for Kearney and Millard South. Little break as they scuffle it up for a moment. Dawson Trampy still scoreless with Baldwin in the first period. In Class D.
Yeah, and over here, Bober fighting off a kind of a Russian tie. 2-on-1, oh man. Got himself into a head chancer, and had there been 20 more seconds there, he was going to win that position. No doubt about it. Would take Thiessen right to his back.
In the Amherst match, Trampy scoreless in the first period, so they'll go to the second, and Baldwin of Creighton will take bottom.
Windside's going to finish it with a pin there, Doug. So that duel is now over.
A quick 35-minute dual win there for Windside, and they will finish it off 63-18. North Platte St. Pat's will drop down to the consolation.
And Doty here wrestling, riding tough, up 4-0, third period, minute and a half left, both legs in. Grand Island has really looked good on top here this afternoon, Doug. They in the top position, very aggressive. Looking for bonus all the way.
By the way, for those who are wondering, the young men that did not get to wrestle for Omaha Scutt in Omaha last week are back wrestling here today for the Scutt in this state dual tournament.
Yes, they are.
You got a stalemate over here for Kearney High. Jordan Bober still trailing 3-1. He's on bottom.
Dawson Trampy is trailing 1-0, 1 minute left in the second. They are on their feet.
Get the escape here in the second period. That's been the only points. Bober needing to find a way to do something with a minute and a half to go in his semifinal for Grand Island. Chris Doty still leads it 4-0 as he rides with 45 seconds to go and looks in good shape. Although give credit to the 10-win senior over there for Omaha Burke, he's not going to get tooled around. He's going to hang in there and only give up the 3 total team points.
Yeah, I mean, this is great job. And this Class A guys, you'll see them wrestle their duels a little different because they wrestle so many more. You know, so it is a little different. Some of those Class A and Class B guys will wrestle their duel match a little different. And you'll see the C and especially D guys, they go out and wrestle like, you know, it's the state semis because they just don't wrestle in that format quite as much.
And for Grand Island, it's all over. A 4-0 victory for Chris Doty of the Islanders, and they will take the lead in the duel with Omaha Burke, 14-12.
Okay, Grand Island's got to get it going here a little bit, and they should.
And Bober down there, he needs to get something going here for the Bearcats. Just can't get off bottom, been ridden for the first 90 seconds, and he's down 3-1 in the third.
All right, we'll see who Grand Island sends out here in this next one, Doug, because Burke, I'm sure, will report Connor Fox, who is their reigning state champion from a week ago.
A restart over here for Kearney, down to 16 seconds for Bober to get something done. Dawson Trampy trying to get an escape, get a reversal here, it looks like.
In great shape to get the reversal. I think he's going to get a cradle. He should take him to his back.
There's the reversal. He goes up 2-1. 90 seconds to go in the match.
Yeah, Nick Sheldon, a 0-0 sophomore. He doesn't even have the black singlet. He's wearing the gold one.
He's out there for Grand Island. He gets taken down by
Connor Fox.
Yeah,
state champ last week.
And this isn't going to take long.
Nope.
Cradled up. In about 40 seconds, that match is going to be over, and there's the pin. In 39 seconds, Sheldon is defeated, and Omaha Burke back on top. And also, Bober is defeated in his match. He does get a point, but it's 3-2 as time expires, and Mike Teason will win it for Millard South. He got the escape, but couldn't do anything after that.
Yeah, and that takes the duel to 14-0. You need one of your old school stars here in Dante Rodriguez to come up with something big.
Well, they'd love to have Dante, too, with Damon.
That's right. Yes, they would.
Dante doing good at Iowa State in his freshman year. So we're ready to tear it up, and it'll be Damon Rodriguez against 26-19 sophomore Ben Chamberlain of Millard South. And here for Trampy now. He's up 4-1 for Amherst in the final 30 seconds of his match after getting the reversal and 2-point near fall.
Yeah, he's done a great job since he got on top. Doug, he's controlled all of the ties under, and he's going to get, just about got some more there.
So after the injury to Brant Florell, Amherst has responded with 4 consecutive wins, 3 pins, and Dawson Trampy a 4-1 victory to give the point total back over to Amherst.
Yeah, now we're going to see Tim Reese. I mean, we're seeing these lineups really get shuffled. Tim Reese at 152 pounds is going to come out for Grand Island, wrestling Jaden Peterson from Omaha Burke. And as we know, the regular 52-pounders, Dante Todd. So my guess is we're starting to see this lineup shuffle a little bit as we saw in the Kearney duel.
And you're seeing two very similar records out here, 23-15 Reese, 27-20 for Peterson. For Kearney High, Damon Rodriguez now has taken a 3-0 lead over Ben Chamberlain. An early penalty point, then the 2-point takedown to go along with it.
Yeah, Jacob Klingelhofer is going to take the mat for Amherst, and he's going to get a forfeit at 170. And now I think Bogard should be the guy coming up for Amherst.
Yeah. Over in the Grand Island match, it's still 0-0 between Reese and Peterson. 50 seconds to go in the first period. Damon Rodriguez now starting to control his match against Chamberlain.
Yeah, he's mauling him, Doug. Absolutely mauling him. Only 15 seconds left in the period.
Three-point near fall, make it 6-0 in favor of our Kearney High Bearcats senior Damon Rodriguez. And time winding down, that'll be the end of the second period, or end of the first period. And he leads it by a score.
It should be 6, I believe.
Yes, it is 6-0 after the 3 near fall.
Yeah, Tim Reese and Jaden Peterson, still no score in that thing. Peterson's wanting, he's got a head and arm. He's wanting to throw. Tim Reese says, no, sir.
Let's take a break. You're listening to the State High School Wrestling Duels here on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Axman Heating and Air Conditioning is your independent Lennox dealer serving Pleasanton and surrounding areas. They remind you that now's the time to conduct spring and summer checks on your air conditioning units, getting you ready for the warm season ahead. Axman has all the Lennox models. Best of luck, athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain and Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See kappagrains.com.
In the market for some Galvay? See Mike or Dell Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills from Taubenheim Galvay.
DeMilico is your one stop for your screen printing, embroidery, and promotional needs. Family reunions, construction companies, and softball teams all look better after a trip to DeMilico and Kearney. Good luck, wrestlers, from DeMilico Sports Fashions, just south of the 2nd Avenue overpass in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the 2015 State High School Dual Wrestling Championships, third annual here at UNK. Dane Bogard is scoreless in his match with Ian Stacken of Creighton in the Amherst-Creighton match. In the Kearney High match, Damon Rodriguez trying to get a pin here in the second period, Larry.
Yeah, he just stuck Ben Chamberlain in the Rodriguez torture chamber, and he wasn't letting him out until he got the pin, and he just got it.
So a pin for Rodriguez in 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah, so you got a situation now where it's at 14-6. They've been able to cut it.
Big bonus points there for the Bearcats. Over for Grand Island, it is Tim Reese and Jaden Peterson. The Islanders, Reese, scoreless. Scoreless in the second period.
And Reese was in big trouble there at the start of the second period. He just about got turned, Doug.
Reese has been on bottom, has not been able to escape. 44 seconds to go in the second period. Comes to his feet, getting ridden towards the out-of-bounds circle. Brooke back down, trying to circle his way in as Reese, and they're going to call him out of bounds. For Kearney High, Zane Hammaker against Isaac DeLoa.
Yeah, Isaac DeLoa is a pretty good cat, couple-time state champ, hasn't been beat this year. He's won over 50 times. He is a good, good wrestler.
And he gets right to work. He likes to destroy wrestlers in the first period. In fact, I think only something crazy, like 4 out of his 50 matches this year have made it out of the first period.
Yeah, he's an attacker. He's a pinner. Really good in these positions. 30 seconds left here, and Reese has still not been able to get out.
Dane Bogard gives up the escape to Ian Stacken here in the second period. Stacken leads Bogard of Amherst 1-0, 45 seconds to go in the second period. Working for the takedown is Stacken, and they're going to award it to make it 3-0. Now Bogard trying to get free and get the escape.
Yeah, and Jaden Peterson's going to ride Tim Reese out. He was just about out for about 30 seconds there and just couldn't get it done, so I'm sure Peterson will go down. Grand Island, again, I said it earlier, they've really looked good on top. They're going to have to here. They need to turn him.
No score. DeLoa with the takedown is still working. Hammaker, 2-0.
Oh,
boy, really, really ripping the wings. A lot of tilt possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, he's tough. He just turned him too, Doug. He just turned Haymaker. Boy, well, Haymaker's game down there, though.
He's doing whatever he can do to stay out of this. Two near fall, near escape, and ripped right back down to his back. DeLoa is just so strong, and he gets the first period pin. Man, Haymaker is just trying to survive the first period, but a 1:36 is the time.
Just like a leech, Doug. Unbelievable. Trying to grab a snake around the neck.
DeLoa is doing a great job. A lot of roll through down here for Dane Bogard. 3-1 is the score. He trails Ian Stacken. No score here so far as in the third period as Bogard took bottom. He was finally able to get a escape there in the second. 3-1.
And Reese is returning the favor to Jaden Peterson from Omaha Burke. He's riding him tough.
There's a reversal for Dane Bogard of Amherst, and he ties the match with a minute 15 to go. For Kearney High, they now trail Millard South by a score of 20-6 as we move up to 145 pounds in our Class A semifinal. Trevor Bigelow goes out for Kearney.
Tim Reese is going to give up the escape with 30 seconds left to go down 1-0 in this. And now Peterson's just hanging on, stalling his brains out. Great duck under. Oh! Reese hit a super duck there and just wasn't able to finish it.
12 seconds. They come off the battle restart.
This is big. Burke's kind of holding the lead.
Ian Stacken, reverse Bogard. Bogard now has the escape for Amherst. They're down to 23 seconds to go. 5-4, Bogard trails in neutral. And did Grant Island get the takedown before time expired?
No. Peterson had a hold of the leg. They're going to argue too, but Peterson had a hold of the leg and was starting to funk roll through, not two.
So a loss for Tim Reese, 1-0 to Jaden Peterson of Omaha Burke. And that'll take the lead out to 21-14 Burke here in the Class A semifinals.
Yeah, Burke's wrestling well here, Doug.
Ryan Kotseva of Millard South has taken a 2-0 lead over Trevor Bigelow at 145 pounds with the first period takedown. We have got blood time down here on the Dane Bogard match. He is trailing 5-4 with less than 25 seconds to go.
There's our main man, Scott Kratzer, right down there to get the blood stopped. Whoa, Bigelow. You've got to get going here. Kotsheva's riding the heck out of him. Period's going to end like this.
And now Grand Island puts Dante Todd out on the mat at 160 pounds against Gunnar Olofsson, a 25-24 junior.
And Bogard still down 4-5 here. Still trying to get the blood stopped. Amherst has retaken control of that duel completely at 33-22.
They have won 5 in a row, including a forfeit victory after the injury to Brant Florell.
Dante Todd gets a takedown on Olofsson.
Trevor Bigelow gets an escape there against Kotseva. So it's 2-1 as they start the second period. Then a takedown and escape will make it 3-3 as Bigelow got the takedown and a very quick escape.
Yeah, and Bigelow's got himself back in this match. Now he just needs to get going.
Plenty of time left there. They're halfway home, a minute 30 to go. Here's a stall warning as time expired on Creighton's Ian Stacken, and now they're checking to see if time is out. They're going to say, no, 1 point. Let's go to overtime. Dane Bogard catches a break.
Yeah, and it was legit. He backed straight out. You cannot. It says, the rule book says that you cannot back straight out of the cylinder, and he literally just went straight back. You have to go side to side. I saw a state title in 1993 decided that way. The Fry kid out of Bassett had the state championship won. He celebrated, ran around. There was 1 second left. They blew the whistle. He took a step back, and they hit him for stalling, tied the match up. He got taken out in overtime and lost state championship.
Now Bogard in trouble, got taken down, and it doesn't matter.
So Bogard will fall in overtime to Ian Stackett of Creighton by a score of 7-5 in the extra period over there for Kearney. Katseva now leads Bigelow 5-4 with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
They took him down, but they immediately called a penalty point on Katseva. Bigelow needs to get out and tie this thing up going to the third. 21-18 in that Valentine O'Neill deal, but, oh, David Fox just took the mat, so look out, boys.
Well, that's just it. Valentine was up 21-9.
And then David Fox just got taken down. These Valentine people go bananas. Better find a way to hang on to him. It's like trying to hold on to the Tasmanian devil. And Fox is out.
Yeah, would that take 2 seconds, yeah, if that?
Yeah, you better find a way to do that again.
We've got plenty of wrestling going on here at the 15th annual duels, and now it looks like another forfeit coming the way of the Amherst Broncos. Peyton Shockey is going to win by forfeit.
They're going to win, Doug, but they're going to, this match, and I love this, they're going to let them wrestle. We didn't see that earlier. Of course, the state champion, Class D heavyweight, Tanner Hercock from Amherst, but Creighton has Austin Larson, who was fourth at the state meet last week. This should be a great match.
Back over to Kearney, Trevor Bigelow, not able to get out in the second period, so they go to the third period. And it is 6-4 now as Katseva gets out here in the third, making 6-4. Dante's Todd still up 2-0, but nothing too impressive here over 25 and 24 junior Gunnar Olofsson.
Right, Jiminy Crickets, these two heavyweights. Favinger's just letting them go at it, too. They've literally punched each other about 4 times. I mean, going back and forth. This is a physical, physical match here, Doug.
Hercock trying to get the takedown, but they're well off the mat.
Ooh, don't blink, baby.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Oh, yeah, look, Hercock's mad. He thought that action was a little too vicious, out of bounds. Then he takes a swing at him. Look at this, Doug.
Amherst and Creighton.
Well, you got to tell your guy to chill out here and wrestle. Somebody in a heavyweight match, somebody get excited and fall. The other guy get his fat on you, and it's over. There, now they slow down a little bit. Bigelow's coming around.
Must have been some chirping.
Yep. Oh, Bigelow was really close there, Doug, to getting that takedown and just missed it. And then the Creighton heavyweight just tried to high flyer Hercock, and Hercock sticks him. He tried a move that six-pounders should try. Game over.
And Hercock wins it in 105, and that is going to end that duel as Amherst will be the winner today over Creighton. With a couple of back-to-back forfeits, though, in the middle there at 92 and at 220. And the final score ends up being 51-25. Amherst will advance on to face Windside in the Class D dual state championship.
Well, here we go. We got Dante Todd. Dante Todd still leading 3-0. Down here, he's on top. Great leg rider in his career. And then very, very tough. You know, he's had 2 great years. He wrestled the first semester last year, was ineligible, so he wrestled in all of those JV tournaments for Grand Island and those C&D varsity tournaments and won a lot of matches.
Bigelow trying to find a way to get a point. A stall is issued against Millard South, but it doesn't matter. And Bigelow falls to Katseva of Millard South by a score of 6-4. And Millard South continues to look good.
Yeah, they do. And that's what it looks like.
And that was Katseva's 150th win of his career, as you're just hearing over the PA announcement here. So had a little extra some meaning to that one for Millard South.
Yeah, and Bigelow about had him taken down a couple of times.
Dante Todd leads 3-1 over here in his match against Olofsson of Omaha Burke. A minute to go in the match.
Yeah, and that's a dangerous escape to give up. He's going to take Olofsson down. That's good. 50 seconds left. It's going to be 5-1 with Todd back on top.
Omaha Scott taking care of Gretna, 38-14 in Class B. They're at 182 pounds. It's York 16, West Point Beamer 13, but they're only at 152 pounds. Valentine 21, O'Neill 18. Although David Fox is in a heck of a battle here, but if he wins it, it'll be all tied up. They're at 170. David City shutting out Wilbur Claytonia 30-0, and they're at 152 pounds right now. Wow. Both Class Ds are done, as we said.
And there's a spladle. Is it coming? Is it coming? Just about got it. The Wilbur Claytonia wrestlers just about got it.
Can't get it done. Stalemate. Back over to Class A. Trey Gruby of Kearney taking on 37-11 sophomore Connor Oland of Millard South.
And Gruby was just about had Olin taken down twice, Doug, early in that thing, and then wasn't able to get it done. Olin was sixth last week at the state meet at 152 pounds.
You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Got some excitement over here for Dante Todd now. Trying to get a near fall here and reversal and all kinds of scrambling. And let's see what the final score is. The referee putting up all kinds of points out there as the match comes to an end. But Dante Todd is going to win it by a score of 7-3 and pick up some team points here for the Islanders. They trail 21-17 to Omaha Burke.
And they got to get it going.
We'll take a break here. You're listening to the State Wrestling Duels on ESPN.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers at state from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Doug Duden and Larry Baker back with you at the UNK Health and Sports Center. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Let's catch you up on the wrestling again. Connor Olin of Millard South with the first period takedown over Trey Gruby of Kearney, and now he'll take bottom to start the second period. For Grand Island, Joey Rodriguez hits the mat against Tyler Cunningham, 28-23 sophomore from Omaha Burke.
Yeah, and Trey Gruby still down 2-0 over there. He's on top, minute 40 left in the second. He's riding tough. Hasn't been in a spot to turn Olin yet, though.
David Fox got the win for O'Neill, 12-6. The three-point decision ties things up with Valentine, 21-all, as they hit 182 pounds. Again, we did start at 106 here. Now Thompson of O'Neill is taking on Ormisher of Valentine.
Man, that thing's tight, 21-21 at 182 pounds. Of course, they were only separated by a point last week in the individual state championship.
The fifth-place matches that will be joining our third-place matches at 5 o'clock are Papillion, La Vista, and Hastings in Class A, Crown Island Northwest and Plattsmouth in Class B, Central City and Battle Creek in Class C is what we've got there, Maxwell and Hemingford in Class D, and we know that the Creighton and North Platte St. Pat's will be here as they wrestle in the third-place match. Gruby trying to ride, and is able to spin Connor Olin out of bounds for a restart. With a minute four to go in the second period, Gruby down by a score of 2-0.
Yeah, Gruby's tough. He's doing a nice job. It's just tough. You give up that early takedown, and if you can't answer with an escape, it just really sticks you in a tough spot.
For Grand Island, no score right now. Joey Rodriguez and Tyler Cunningham of Omaha Burke But there is going to be a takedown awarded to make it 2-0 in favor of Burke. Cunningham gets it with 10 seconds to go in the first period.
I just wonder what the thought is here with Grand Island. Billy Thompson clearly is bumping to 82. I don't think they'd take him all the way to 95 to wrestle Cloyd. You know, you can bump as many as two. My thought is they'd bring him out at 82. Maybe they feel like they can win here flat out with Rodriguez and win both spots. I'm not sure. Oh, you can't get pinned, though. Rodriguez just went to his back, Doug.
Joey Rodriguez in trouble. Groovy trying to get a reversal here in the last 10 seconds. And he didn't. He didn't get a good job by Groovy to hang on there, and that'll come to the end of the second period. So Groovy trails Olin by a score of 2-0.
You know, Doug, by them being shorthanded today, Grand Island, they've had to change their lineup so much in this duel. They may not win the duel, not just because they were shorthanded at the one weight, but because they had to change the matchup so much to try to chase the points they were going to lose there, that I think it may ultimately cost them this duel.
And now on the back again at the edge of the mat, all kinds of time, 1 minute to go. Trouble here for the Islanders. Rodriguez, I don't see how he gets out of this one, Larry.
No, I don't either. And if Rodriguez, and he doesn't, there the match is over. If his back had been turned the other direction, if he'd 180 degrees, he'd have had a chance there. Now you're talking 27, you're down by 10. Billy can only give you six. See, and they may wait. Grand Island told him. I don't know who has to report here first, Gish or Burke.
Looks like Grand Island.
Yep, because Billy's going to report. Because what they do is they'd maybe hold Billy to go up one more even. Cloyd's their hammer at 82. I think Millard South's going to forfeit to him. Unbelievable. Or excuse me, Burke's going to forfeit to Billy Thompson. Okay, so here we go. You're 23-27 right now. Cloyd at 95 was third at the state meet last year. He was an absolute hammer. And, of course, this is where your state champ, Edgar Silva, was to be. I'm not sure who they're going to send out.
Sure, we'll see Gage Grinnell.
That'd be my guess.
Now over here in the Kearney match, it is Trey Groovy now being taken to his back. He's in some trouble trying to get things going, but he is in trouble, down 2-0. It'll be 5-0 when they count off the mat. 5-0, he's down. 44 seconds to go to Olin of Millard South.
Yeah, and Groovy, he's been so close in this match. Gage Grinnell comes out. He's going to wrestle Brandon Collins, Omaha Burke, 35-11. And Gage Grinnell, we've seen him a lot of times this year, really tough guy. Kind of tough to wrestle. He's long, real strong kid. Very aggressive. Boy, Grand Island needs him here. Doug, and he gets a big takedown right off the bat. Going to go up 2-0, and that was nearly feet to back. You need Grinnell to come up big here. You got to close this gap because at heavyweight, of course, Burke's got the state champ. You have Blaine Morrow. The problem is, he beat you in the finals last week. That's how he's the state champ.
In a hurry.
Yes, he did. And I wouldn't expect that to change. 220 pounds. You do have Alan Sabota for GI.
Actually, 7-3 was the final last week in the.
But the
for
seven
Blaine
came in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then from there, Pastillo slowed things down. But Blaine Morrow still, what a tremendous story that is.
Nothing going for Trey Groovy. They're going to go out of bounds, but he is down 5-0. He's going to end up getting beat in this match by Connor Olin, the sophomore, pair of sophomores here from Millard South. And Millard South has just about put this one away. The only win for Kearney so far is Damon Rodriguez picking up a win by pin in 3:15.
Yeah, and it's pretty quiet and somber over there on that bench. Look at that Kearney bench. There's not much movement over there.
Well, they're down. They're going to be 1-7 in this duel.
Yeah.
1-7 in this duel. Groovy's still fighting, still trying to do anything he can, but time's going to run out, and he will fall by a score of 5-0.
And in that O'Neal duel, just a quick score update. O'Neal has finally taken the lead in that thing, 27-21. They're at 195 pounds. O'Neal has been behind virtually that entire duel. Of course, O'Neal is the reigning Class C state champion. They won by a point last week over Valentine.
They were held so close at the state duels last year.
That's exactly right.
Came up short. Cage Grinnell of Grand Island leads Brandon Collins of Omaha Burke 2-1 as they approach the end of the first period. Grinnell's takedown, Collins' escape.
And Carney, they're going to, in that duel, they're going to move to 160 pounds. We don't have a, they haven't keyed in who that's going to be yet. David City's finally on the board with three, and now they're looking to get a couple more.
Wilbur finally on the board with three, right?
Excuse me,
David
yes.
City leading
yes,
at 36-3. Back over there for Grand Island. Braden Collins taking bottom to start the second period. Leading, or Gage Grinnell, excuse me, taking bottom to start the second period. Leading Braden Collins 2-1. For Kearney, it's Mason Merritt, 38 and sophomore senior, against Braden Trimble of Millard South, a 29 and 15 sophomore.
Yeah, and they race each other off the mat right off the bat. Let's see here.
Again, Amherst has beaten Creighton. Windside has beaten North Platte St. Pat's. The Class D duels for our semifinals are already over.
Yeah, and these semi-duels have actually gone pretty quick. Not a ton of injury or blood time. Things have gone fairly quickly. There's a big takedown for Mason Merritt. That's the Bearcats need here. The Bearcats need something to build off of. As you said, going to the finals may be out of reach, but that's still, you don't want to sit there and get pounded. That's a pretty proud program, proud coaching staff. You've got to fight back a little bit. I think Coach Swarm talked about that a little bit last week at the state meet, about fighting back and having the right mentality.
Yeah, and they are down 26-6 in this duel, but chance to maybe go pick up a couple of wins here. Mason Merritt getting things going.
Yeah, and Mason Merritt looks good on top there. Got a big wing in. And he's in pretty good shape here, Doug, with that wing.
Back over to the Gage Grinnell match. He's able to get an escape here for the Islanders, and he leads it 3-1 with 30 seconds to go in the second period over Collins of Omaha Burke.
And Grinnell needs to make sure and get going on his feet here. He was great on his feet earlier. We see wrestlers do this all the time, Doug, where now he's reaching instead of passing the head hands defense. You see that with Grinnell? He's dropping and reaching without passing the head hands defense, and that's how you get yourself in big trouble. You'll end up on your back. Colton Lammers, Pleasanton, state champion, in the finals match, a close match. He's wrestling. The guy he's wrestling goes to take that little half shot. Doesn't pass the head hands defense, and what happens? He'll live the rest of his life a state runner-up because, bang, Colton Lammers takes him straight to his back. You have to pass that head hands defense.
Well, that's the end of the second period, and Gage Grinnell leads it 3-1 over Collins, and Collins will take bottom to start the third. We'll start the second period in the Kearney High match. Mason Merritt leading 2-0 over Braden Trimble of Millard South, and Merritt will take bottom. You're listening to the State Duel Tournament here on ESPN Radio. Our final two rounds will be on Classic Hits 98.9. Those are the trophy rounds, third and fifth. And then at 7 o'clock, we will have the championship round.
Well, here we go. Merritt needs to, this is where Merritt, he's in the second. And Grinnell's in the third period here. This is the money period. 3-2, you're up 3-2. Your team needs you here, baby.
Both guys get escapes. Merritt for Kearney to go up 3-0 in the second. Collins for Burke. So Grinnell up 3-2 in the third period. 1 minute to go. So Grinnell needs to hang on. Collins looking to find a takedown. 50 seconds to go in the match.
Yeah, Grinnell's backs to the edge. He'll get dinged here, Doug.
Chance for Grand Island to cut the deficit to 1 point. It's currently 27-23, and Mason Merritt now has taken Trimble to his back.
He's got to scoop that leg. He scoops that leg. He needs to scoop the inside leg and turk it up. And he has done so. He's got a great chance to get back points here, Doug.
He's picked up the two-point takedown to go to 5-0. Grinnell in over here, backing away from the shot attempt of Collins. And they'll come out of bounds.
That'll save him from a stall, too.
21 seconds as Grinnell took a shot there on the edge of the mat. 3-2. 20 seconds to go.
Yeah, you got to have this, man. And then you need Sabota to come up with something big.
15 seconds. Stepping off the mat and then circling back on will be Gage Grinnell. 3 seconds to go. They'll come off the mat.
He's wrestled this masterfully on the edge, Doug, making sure not to engage enough to get taken down, but not make it look so poorly as though he's stalling.
And that will be the end of the match. 3-2, Gage Grinnell of Grand Island, the winner. That makes the team score Omaha Burke 27, Grand Island 26, with 2 matches to go.
Yeah,
pretty much a win almost assured, maybe at heavyweight. A big advantage there
for Burke,
for Omaha Burke. So, huge match coming up at 2:20 for Grand Island.
Yeah, this is big. What are they booing, Doug?
Yeah, it's wrestling.
That's right. Oh, big scramble down here for Merritt. Oh, my goodness, Doug. He could be in. Oh, just that's a smart move. He just bases out and gives up the two. He was in a wild scramble, the kind that ends on your back. He did the right thing. Base out, give him two. You're still up by 3.
5-2, Mason Merritt. But now he's on bottom with 1:30 to go.
Lamont Sims from Omaha Burke, 14-7. Oh, big shove and a headbutt out of bounds is who Alan Sabota is going to wrestle from Grand Island. They need him here, Doug.
Need him and need points out of him, not just 3. 3 what? Won't get it done.
No, I think what you've got to do is you need a pin here, and then you need to tell Blaine Morrow, go lay on your belly.
Well, let's see if that can happen. Key match here for the Islanders, trying to get back into the state dual finals.
Boy, Lamont Sims, he's headbutted about 3 times.
Sometimes you send out nasty.
Yeah, they've sent out nasty, that's for sure.
For Kearney High, Mason Merritt, once he was reversed, has just kind of hung in there. Now he comes to his feet, leg picked up off the mat, tries to get it back down. 40 seconds, anything to avoid being taken back to his back. And now he switches out and gets the reversal.
Yeah, he did a great job there, Doug.
7-2, Mason Merritt with the lead. 25 seconds to go.
I think Sabota needs to push the pace on Sims. All that vinegar and fired upness is gone out of Sims right now. He went out with like a big stud. He doesn't have a gas tank. Sabota needs to push him right now, and Sims will lay down. 26 seconds left in the first period.
And time has winded off the clock here as Mason Merritt of Kearney will be a winner by a score of 7-2, only the second win of the duel for the Bearcats, and they now trail 26-9 to Millard South.
They need Bleshko to come up with one of those fancy Bleshko headlocks.
Oh, throw Swoboda.
He's got him on his back, Doug. The period's about out, but he's pinned. Stop counting back points and look.
He counted past 5, didn't he?
Yeah, and I hate that when official does that. When they're up, they're so concerned about getting the strokes, look for the pin.
And time will wind out here in the first period, so it is 5-0 in favor of Sabota. 27-26, Omaha Burke with the lead. We yep. could see a Grand Island-Kearney duel for third if something doesn't change here. Kearney is on their way to third.
Blashko is going to wrestle Angerman from Millard South. Of course, I joke about the Blashko headlock, but Mark Blashko is a state champ, 2-time All-American here at UNK. And back in 1992 is when he won his state championship. He has as good a headlock as anybody on the planet.
35 seconds to go, or 1:35 to go here in the second period for Alan Swoboda. Leading Sims of Omaha Burke by a score of 5-0.
See how Sims is starting to lay there, Doug? Pick up the pace. He'll turn him. Sims is all about laying there right now.
Got a pin combination going on down here in the York Northwest matchup. Trying to get a win here for York, and they will get it by pin. Not Northwest, but West Point Beamer. And York is going to put that duel away. York's going to head to the duel finals. They get the pin at 182, and that gives them the insurmountable lead over West Point Beamer. Here's an escape for Grand Island and Omaha Burke. Burke's Lamont Sims gets the escape. 1 minute to go in the period. 5-1, Sobota of Grand Island.
Yeah, and Sobota just about had him turned again. Oh, look at that big headlock throw. And old Sims, first thing to hit the mat was his face. Yikes.
Zach Blaschko of Kearney has been taken down by Gavin Angerman of Millard South. 2-0 Angerman. Clock continues to roll, under 20 seconds to go first period.
Sabota's got to push this pace. 30 seconds left in the second period. He's up 5-1, but that's not enough. You put all that pressure on the guy that played basketball. I know he's a state runner-up, but he's got to wrestle the guy that beat him in the finals last year. You don't want to have to put that pressure on him to have to win that match.
A little slip and slide over here in the Grand Island match, and they'll come off the mat.
See how when Sabota picks up that pace, Sims is in trouble? He just needs to pick that up. He'll turn Sims.
But we're headed towards the end of the second period. And we'll be headed to a third here with Alan Sabota leading Lamont Sims by a score of 7-1 as he gets the late takedown here heading into the third period. For Kearney High, Zach Blaschko now finds himself down 5-0 early in the second period.
He's just got to get going here. Now they're going to call both up, Sabota, and that's what Coach Morrison's telling him. Let's go. He's got any takedown in his book that he wants right now if he'll pull the trigger.
7-1. Grand Island with the lead here, Alan Sabota, but in this duel, considering that they are probably the huge underdog at heavyweight, they need to get points and bonus points, a win and bonus points, only a six-point lead right now.
Yeah, Sabota's got to just pull the trigger. He's got, yeah, they're screaming at him now. He's got anything he wants.
Sabota trying to get him back to the center of the mat while they're on their feet. Sims doesn't want to go there.
Ooh,
Sims is going to stay on the edge. There we go.
But he's going to do it out of bounds. He's got to do it in the center. Morrison's begging him to pick up the pace, and Sabota's doing a great job here. Again, we're asking him to do something out of the normal, you know. He's wrestling fine.
Minute 15 to go in the match, 7-1. Grand Island's Alan Sabota has the lead, but he needs more. Trying to get a shot in, and Sims just kind of standing there.
Yeah, it's there for him.
And in the Kearney High match, Zach Blaschko is going to be pinned.
That's
pin and 335 by Angerman of South.
Tough duel for Kearney there. Yes, Sabota, they're begging him to go. 40 seconds left. I mean, even a major would still help. A major would what? Put you up
30-27, so that if you went the distance in the heavyweight match, you'd be tied.
And that's why I saw the Grand Island assistants go over and start thumbing through the book. They're looking at criteria. That's what they're hoping for here, but they've got to get...
It ain't going to matter. Sabota hasn't done anything
that's
here
right.
in the third period. Nothing.
That is exactly
nothing.
Right.
Now, he's had two takedowns in the last 10 seconds of the first two periods. 12 seconds. Sims just backing off the mat. 9 seconds. Sabota tries one more time. And a scramble here at the end, and out of bounds with 1 second. So it's going to end up being 7-1 for Alan Sabota, but that gives Grand Island only a 29-27 lead, meaning the winner at heavyweight wins the duel and heads to the state finals.
Yeah, Sims, he should have been nailed for stalling several times. So he did nothing the whole match.
But you were talking about Sabota being aggressive. Sometimes he was.
Yeah, but just not enough. If you know, that pace there at the end, if he wrestles with that throughout, we're talking about a different deal. They're hugging him up, too. See that? Only in a dual meet do you get that. You get beat 7-1, do nothing, and the whole world wants to give you a hug when you walk off.
Well, now it's up to Blaine Morrow. That's how confident they are in their heavyweight.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So a rematch of last week's state final. Andrew Pistillo of Omaha Burke, 42-9 senior against 31-14 senior Blaine Morrow of Grand Island. Pistillo won it 7-3 last week. And the winner here goes to the state dual finals. For Kearney High, Cameron Schlender, a takedown over Cole Fisher of Millard South, leading it 2-0, 1 minute into the match.
Yeah, big takedown there for Pistillo.
That's not taking very long, is it?
No, he's mauling him.
30 seconds in, we'll get a restart. Checking out the other scores. Omaha Scott 45, Cretina 17. The heavyweights are wrestling. York 43, West Point Beamer 13. The 220-pounders are wrestling. O'Neill 30, Valentine 21. The 220-pounders have just wrapped up. O'Neill gets the win, and O'Neill will secure a spot at the championship with a win over Valentine. David City over Wilbur Claytonia 45-9 as they get ready to go 220 pounds. And we already have our Class D finalists as Winside was a winner over North Platte St. Pat's and Amherst beat Creighton.
Yeah, those should be good finals all the way around. Blaine Morrow stalking them up over there.
A little blood time. Now we've got a cradle set up over here. Cameron Schlender trying to finish a pin here for the Bearcats, trying to get it turned over. And he's able to do it. That did not look pretty.
No, that looked like it hurt.
Schlender can't get it before time expires, but he is going to get 3 near fall points. Cameron Schlender, 5. Cole Fisher, nothing.
You know, I've really enjoyed watching Cameron Schlender over the last couple years. Really tough kid. Battles. He's been one of those fun guys to watch, and I'm sure they won't want him to graduate, but they don't have a choice.
That's the way it works, right?
That is how it works. Every single year you say, man, if I just had that guy coming back.
Well, while they clean the blood and Schlender leads 5-0 and then gets a reversal here to make it 7-0 and then an escape makes it 7-1. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the State Dual Championships on ESPN.
DeMilico is your one stop for your screen printing, embroidery, and promotional needs. Family reunions, construction companies, and softball teams all look better after a trip to DeMilico and Kearney. Good luck, wrestlers. From DeMilico Sports Fashions, just south of the 2nd Avenue overpass in Kearney.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda back with you on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com at the 2015 State Duels, third annual State Duels here at UNK. And we have made it back on the mat here after some blood time over at the heavyweight in Class A.
Yeah, and he's tough, Doug. Blaine Morrow's wrestling tough. It's still just 2-0. He's working his butt off the bottom to get out here, and he was pacing around. Nobody's going to tell him you're going to lose this match. He still thinks he has a chance to win. He thinks that Grand Island has a chance to win, and it's Pistillo, and he's bleeding bad. Like the wrestler stopped there when it started gushing. Look at his face. Holy moly. This could play into Grand Island's hands here, Doug.
Yeah, what if this lasts the whole match? Man, oh, man.
You mean like long enough as to we don't get a break in between the two?
No. <I'm
kidding. laughs>
Long enough for Grand Island to get a win on blood time.
See, most generally, I will say, It's hard to lose on blood time anymore because they cut it as soon as you stop the blood, and then you have all the time to fix it up in the world. Pretty tough to lose one on blood time anymore, but he's bleeding bad.
Cameron Schlender in charge of his match. The Kearney Bearcat leads Cole Fisher of Millard South 9-1 as we are underway in the third period. Schlender with a takedown and near fall to go out 5-0 in the first. Then he chose bottom, got a reversal in the second, gave up the escape, got another takedown. And that makes the score 9-1. Schlender leading Fisher.
And Blaine Morrow is just kicking and fighting over there to get out. That should be stalling on Pastillo. I mean, he's been down on Morrow's feet for about a day and a half.
So our duels are winding down. We have got three still going. York is going to beat West Point Beamer. Omaha Scud has finished off Gretna. O'Neill has knocked off the number one seed, Valentine. They're the first one to get beat today. Scud's through. Amherst is through. And Grand Island, it's coming down to this match.
Schlender just gave up a reversal and just about went to his back.
So it's 9-3. Schlender's still ahead, but only 40 seconds to go here against Fisher of Millard South. So he's going to lose a major decision here.
God, you needed them points by Sabota. They had a couple other shots to get bonus because look how he's wrestling here right now. I mean, this is, you know, I don't know that he gets pinned.
Needing the win, Alan, or as Blaine Morrow.
Got to find a way to win.
But Pastillo, solid, solid champion from last week, and more blood. More blood as we are in the final seconds of the opening period.
Isn't that a Mike Golick deal? More blood, where's the blood?
And it is over down here for Cameron Schlender. Schlender is able to win it by a score of 9-3 for the Kearney Bearcats, 32-12 Millard South as we go to 100. And 95 pounds.
You know, I will say, Doug, we brought up Colton Lammers just a little bit ago. I wasn't able to be at the finals last week. My wife was busy winning a state dance championship, and I had to go home and take care of the kids. But that really was awesome to see. Last week's finals were tremendous all the way around. A lot of cool things happened. But big congratulations to Dana Fisher, the Pleasanton program, Colton Lammers. It was wonderful to see them go through that process over here over the last several years and watch what Coach Fisher has done with the Pleasanton program. It was basically non-existent, and he has made it something where, you know, he's getting multiple state medalists in the same year. He's got a state champion, so that was wonderful to watch.
Back over to the Blaine Morrow match. They start the second period. Morrow takes bottom, gets an immediate escape here against Pastillo, and it is now 2-1. Pastillo in on a single, but they come off the mat near the scorer's table. For Kearney High, Leo Paloma, who won by forfeit against Hastings, will be wrestling Cloyd of Millard South.
And Cloyd was third last week, awful tough guy. Blaine Morrow's just got to find a way to survive here a little bit on his feet. He's done a great job, and Pastillo's completely slowed down. You know, when this thing started, he come at him like he wanted to eat him. And now here you see he's completely slowed down. This blood is what's done that to him, would be my guess. But Blaine just doesn't have much from his feet.
There's a takedown for Pastillo, and he's got a chance to lock up a cradle to the back here. It is a 4-1 lead for Pastillo.
Yeah, Morrow's in big trouble. He's got to get to his belly here, Doug. He's got to break the lock. Uh-oh.
And he has not broken the lock. There's the pin. In 3 minutes and 6 seconds, and Grand Island will fall.
Wow.
By a score of 33-29.
And Cloyd gets the pin with 53 seconds left in the first period for Millard South.
And it's only going to get tougher now. Jube comes out.
Yeah, and Jube's only one. I don't know about
all of them.
Yeah, 50.
So don't forget, when these duels are over, we will move on to the third and fifth place matches, and we will have those for you on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, as we have Seeing the only duel left happens to be Kearney and Millard South. York has advanced on with a 46-19 victory.
That changes the complexion of that a little bit as far as with Northwest's loss. What a matchup that ended up being. State finalists coming out of that first round matchup there.
So York will get a shot at Omaha Scutt, and Gretna will take on West Point Beamer in the consolation. And it's going to be Lee Harrington coming out for Kearney High here at 220 pounds against Cody Watson of Millard South.
Yeah, so they left Jube on the bench. They're going to let some of their young guys wrestle here, it looks like to me. I think they'll probably do the same at heavyweight.
Well, that's where Kearney, of course, without their heavyweight in Gabe Ledesma, that's where they're going to have to put Aaron Griffith if they decide to wrestle.
Yeah, because I just saw one of Millard South's guys change his, or put a singlet on. He literally was standing down on the floor in his underwear. So I suppose they went and got him and told him to get changed up to come out on the mat.
Well, Cody Watson, who's wrestling here at 220, was in as a heavyweight. So they were using him as a backup because, you know, Jube could go at any time. No, you don't need a backup for him.
Right.
And a takedown for Watson on Harrington, and he leads it by a score of 2-0.
And Lee Harrington, 31-9 as a freshman. That's a heck of a record. He's looks to probably have a pretty good career. Good-looking body. I bet probably plays in the fall as well.
So Omaha Burke comes in as the 5 seed, Lair, and they're in the finals.
Yeah, you know, they get the cupcake in the first round because Omaha North decides not to wrestle. And then they beat who I thought maybe had a great chance to win this tournament, Grand Island, and they wrestled well throughout that entire duel. And the thing was, Doug, is they had spots where they were going to give up bonus points, and they didn't.
They could have used one more state champ.
Yeah, Grand Island could have used their state champ there without him today, and clearly that hurt them.
Don't forget the podcast is up after our wrestling. I think they're continually putting it up throughout the day. The first session is up. The second session will be up a little bit later on at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll also have photos of today's state duels. There's plenty up there from last week in Omaha. It's all free to download and use as you want, so check it out, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Watson nearly gets Harrington to his back here. They are going to give him a quick two count, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
That was awful quick.
5-2. Old Stutzman, he's got a quick arm. State champ back in his day as well. Mr. Mattine is his assistant official down there, Grand Island man.
So we are down to our final duel and our final couple of matches here.
Yeah, my guess is they'll start this thing fairly quickly. They're in pretty decent shape on time at 4:30, you know, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to start at 7 for the finals.
David City and O'Neill, they're going to battle in the Class C final. I think they're all going to be, well, I think we're going to have two competitive finals and two that on paper shouldn't be as competitive as the other two. I think
B and D won't be.
Yeah, A and C should be pretty good, and yeah. B and D, we'll see. Although, even in A, Millard South's been very, very impressive today.
I mean, Millard South is full of hammers. I mean, you know, 9 medalists there, and the state champs, a couple of those. And I mean, Burke was game, but again, Burke was game against the shorthanded Grand Island team.
Dual wrestling tournament continuing. And Lee Harrington is now up. They had the score backwards. That's why we didn't think there should have been a two count. It was actually 2 points for Harrington. And Harrington is up 7-2 now over Cody Watson of Millard South. So that's where the confusion was. And we have 45 seconds to go in the second period. Here's an escape for Watson. So that makes it 7-3. State wrestling tournament and dual tournament action brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Go to pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on your smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches.
They're going to go on their feet here in the second period. 30 seconds left. And, of course, Harrington still has his 7-3 lead over Cody Watson. Watson's a 35-match winner as a senior. Class A, you can get a lot of matches wrestling. You know, they wrestle a full Class C and D schedule all across the state. The JVs do.
Of course, UNK also wrestling today. They had 6 going in the finals tonight out at the NCAA West Regionals, so very good day yesterday.
Coach Bauer just keeps plugging them through, doesn't he?
The basketball teams are playing at Central Oklahoma, and the UNK men, with a win, get a first-round bye, and they lead Central Oklahoma 40-30 at the half. Just after winning Thursday.
Feed O'Connor.
Connor Bironic.
That's right, man. Is he good? What a great kid, too. I student taught. I had Connor, and what a wonderful, wonderful kid. I really enjoyed him.
Baseball stats. Our team is off. They got to weather it out. The UNK women fell today to Central Oklahoma 79-58. The Hastings College women are playing Concordia at this hour. And we now have a 7-6 match down here in our 220-pounder between Lee Harrington and Cody Watson after Watson gets an escape to start the third, so they wrestle on their feet. Harrington leads it 7-6.
Yeah, Watson's been able to come all the way back. You just need Harrington to hang on here. And I think, again, we're seeing it again where Harrington's just stopped moving. Stopped attacking. If he attacks, he's in good shape here. He's going to get oh, wow.
Was taken down. They said they were off the mat.
Whew, I don't know. That good for Harrington. Good for the Bearcats, that's for sure. Coach Manili and Coach Denson don't agree, but I mean, Harrington's just standing now. He's got to move his feet. Oh, boy. In and over and under in a one-point match with 1 minute to go. Might hear a big kaboom.
It is getting close to the end here.
There, Watson's in deep on a leg. Harrington's doing a great job. He had a whizzer, and he give it back up. Now he's got sat to his butt. He's going to give up a takedown here, Doug.
38 seconds to go, and now Harrington is behind in the match. 8-7. He was up 7-2.
And he's going to get a reversal. Maybe to Watson's back. Nope, but he should get the reversal here.
There it is. Reversal for 2. 22 seconds to go. Harrington laying on him now. 9-8. Uh-oh, Watson coming up. Harrington doesn't want to give up the reversal. Potentially dangerous.
Thank God. He threw his leg in. Shouldn't have done that there. He should just be tight waist wrist, that kind of stuff. Ride him on out. You want to put those legs in and give up points here that could beat you at the end.
9-8 Harrington, 10 seconds to go. Watson needs to get out to send it to overtime.
I think he's going to get out.
He's got to make sure it's not a reversal.
That's right.
And time expires. They didn't award the point.
No, they didn't give him anything.
And so Lee Harrington wins it 9-8. To put some points on the board here for Kearney High, 38-15, Millard South.
Millard South's mad. Oh, who cares? You're winning anyway.
One more match to go. Let's see actually how this plays out, see if there actually even is a match.
Are they going to send Jube out? They're going to, the 220ers are going to wrestle.
Yeah, Griffith and Jube are just going to go to heavyweight.
I thought maybe they might let some of those youngsters wrestle. But that is what they're going to do. Everybody saved their last bullet. That probably was the plan the whole duel, just in case. Millard South was probably thinking to hang on to Jube the whole time. Is my guess.
No, Griffith and Jube were both in the semifinals last week, but they were on opposite sides of the bracket, so they did not face each other.
Well, Jube gets the chance to beat both guys on each side. Griffith's a tough guy. He's no laydown, I'll promise you that.
Yeah, lost 8-6 in the semis.
Yeah, he's no laydown for anybody, but Jube just is. I mean, he's a 50-match winner. He is a kid that's just in a little bit different league than most of the guys that he's competed against this year.
Griffith worked his way back into third place. He was the highest medal winner for Kearney High at the state tournament.
Yeah, and you can see, I mean, he's well put together, and you know, he adjudicated himself pretty well wrestling heavyweight earlier today.
33-6 senior. Jube, of course, the champ, undefeated. Last match, last duel. In fact, this duel has been the last duel for about three weight classes here now.
That's right. I like this. Griffith's doing a nice job here. Good hand fighting. He's controlling the ties as much as Jube is. A lot of times you get in these matches in these spots, and if you're the guy in Griffith's position, you just kind of get ran around the mat, and you don't control things. And I like that, how he's doing that here. He's not allowing things. He's not allowing himself to be pushed around.
35 seconds to go in the first period. Don't forget the Kearney Boys Basketball District Semifinal at Omaha Central coming up next, 5:30, the tip-off, 5:20-ish, our pregame here on ESPN Radio. The Kearney girls will play Thursday against Lincoln Northeast in the first round of the Class A basketball tournament at Pinnacle Bank. That'll be at 8:45 Thursday night. And Jube now in on a single in the last short time, 10 seconds. Griffith got out of there.
Yeah,
Griffith takes a shot, but nobody scores in the first.
That's what you like to see, Doug. Griffith's not backing away from this challenge in any shape, way, or form. He's willing to meet it head on here. Jube's going to get his choice and go down. I swear it'll be tough. Jube's a big guy. Those big, big guys like that are tough to ride.
We're going to get into the trophy round next. We will switch stations with basketball here. We will move the wrestling over to Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And Jube takes 5 seconds to get the escape, so he's now up 1-0 over Aaron Griffith. So continuing coverage of the wrestling online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. But as far as the radio signal, it's on 98.9 FM. How long can Griffith keep this up? He's going to have to score eventually, Larry.
One of the things that he's doing well,
and I know it's early, I'm not trying to say force the issue here, but
no, one of the things that he's doing well is he's keeping the pace of this match slow. If he gets in a wild match with Jube, Jube will end it. But if he keeps this thing slow and close, what he's trying to do is win 45 seconds and for the whole match versus trying to win every position, every second of the match. If he can take this thing deep, get his choice and get out, take it 1-1, do this to the end of the third period slash overtime and have try to win one flurry. He's doing a nice job controlling the pace that way. Where Jube's making the mistake is Jube isn't forcing the issue.
A minute gone here in the second period. Jube has a 1-0 lead over Aaron Griffith in the final match here of the semifinals of the state high school duels here at UNK.
And Grand Island coaches just kind of got an eye-to-eye with them there, and they were looking at each other. They're not happy. Any shape, way, or form. No, Griffith's doing a great job here. Sure, if he can get a takedown, but would be great. But if he takes this to the third period, just like it is, Doug, and then he got to get the quick takedown. That won't be easy. Jube's very good on top. But if he can get the quick escape, come back and do this and look for a spot to win a scramble. Because Jube could get frustrated and take a bad shot.
1-0 Jube with the immediate escape here in the second period, down to 15 seconds. Will Jube try and take that shot short time?
I don't
10
think
seconds,
so.
Center circle. Get a lot of hand fighting. 5 seconds. And Griffith takes a fake shot or a weak shot, and that'll be the end of the period. So now Griffith's choice. He's got to go down.
Has to go down.
And coming up in those third and fifth place matches, Kearney will duel Grand Island. And then we will also have Central City in that round, Grand Island Northwest in that round. Amherst has moved on to the finals. Gibbon has been eliminated. So,
yeah, and here Griffith got flattened out, and Jube's going to work. That's what you don't want to have happen here. Griffith's got to get, he's got to build his base back up and work to his feet.
Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island all in this round. Next round, Northwest in this round, Central City. So we'll be following them. Seven area teams wrestled here today. Amherst has made the finals in Class D. Gibbon went 0-2 today. Griffith comes to his feet, but Jube just leaning on him, breaks him back down. Minute 15 to go here in the third period.
Needs a fresh start, but he's right in the center of the mat. He just can't get one. A fresh whistle here, give him a chance, but Jube's just going to work. Right now he's fighting not to get turned. Oh, Matt Hine will warn him too. I was hoping with that little fake shot at the end of the second period that Griffith took that that would help him maybe get a stall call on Jube, but Jube's done all the work here.
1 minute to go in the match.
Oh, right there. His hips are clean. He needed to explode.
Griffith has just been on the mat the whole period. 40 seconds to go. And a stall warning on top on Jube, which means a restart in the middle.
He's not going side to side enough. He's just hip locked with him. Not going side. See, Manili just told him, you got to go side to side. His coach just told him so.
33 seconds on the restart. 1-0 Jube leading Aaron Griffith here in the final match of the semifinals.
You do have an official here that's not afraid, Doug. I promise you that. Mr. Matt Tyne's been in education in Grand Island a long time. A lot of officiating. He's been in the military. He's served our country and overseas. And he's not afraid of this type of position and hitting him for stalling and tying it up that way. He should
15
here.
Seconds. Griffith, one last chance. Jube leaning on him. Griffith tries to face, but they're just going to let the time run out, and Jube's going to win it by a score of 1-0. So Griffith did a great job on his feet through the first two periods, but just couldn't get off bottom, and Jube's going to win it. And that'll make the final score 41-15, Millard South with the win over Kearney High. We'll be back and wrap things up for this session after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
State Dual Tournament on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed professional. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Getting the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed professional. Science with service, delivering success. In Class A, Grand Island falls to Omaha Burke, 33-29. Millard South beats Kearney, 41-15. So for 5th and 6th, Hastings against Papillion, La Vista. For 3rd and 4th, Kearney against Grand Island. In the Class A final, Omaha Burke will take on Millard South. In Class B, Omaha Scott beat Gretna 45-23. York over West Point Beamer 46-19. For 5th place, Grand Island Northwest will wrestle Plattsmouth. For 3rd, Gretna against West Point Beamer. And in the finals, Omaha Scott will take on York. In Class C, it was Valentine falling to O'Neill 33-27. And O'Neill will face David City, who beat Wilbur Claytonia 45-21. So Battle Creek and Central City for 5th, Valentine and Wilbur Claytonia for 3rd. O'Neill and David City will be wrestling for the championship. In D, Amherst beat Creighton 51-25. Windside over North Platte St. Pat 63-18. So for 5th and 6th, Hemingford against Maxwell. For 3rd, Creighton and North Platte St. Pat's. And for the championship, Amherst will take on Windside. So all four teams that won the team title in Omaha last week are in the dual championship here this week. That's going to be it for our coverage right now on ESPN. Thanks for being with us on KXPN and KICS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're going to switch over to Classic Hits 98.9, and coming up here in about 30 minutes, it's Kearney boys basketball as they take on Omaha Central. For our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda. Exclusive coverage of the 2015 State Dual Wrestling Tournament only right here on our Platte River Radio network of stations. We'll talk to you on 98.9 in just a few minutes.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Of newspaper sports editors honored Doria with the Red Smith.